Hi, blessings everyone. This is Lacey Dawn Jackson, Groovy Green Goddess. Welcome to another week in November. It is Health Matters Week. Well, anyway, it is right here on Groovy Green Goddess. This is the third Friday of the month, and we always talk about health matters today. And today we're going to talk about how we can make it through the eating frenzy that many of us indulge ourselves in. Yes, Turkey Day, gobble, gobble. Turkey Day is next Thursday. Can you believe it? I can't. It's ridiculous, actually, that the end of the year is upon us and 2019 will be here before we know it. So, next week, we give thanks for what we have by eating food, being with family, taking time out to have fun. Many start their holiday shopping the day after, and it's also a full moon next Friday, the day after Turkey Day. So next Friday, I will be talking a little bit about the full moon and what kind of ritual and what kind of intentions you can set for the full moon magic. Next week is also the week where I will talk about, what is next week? I was going to look at a calendar before I went live. Okay, yes. The last Friday of the month, we take time out to answer any questions you might have. Is there a situation that you would like me to look at in your life? I will do a reading for you on air, right here on air. So if you have something you want me to look at, this is a great time to email me at lacey@laceydonjackson.com. Give me your question or just say, hey, I would like a reading about my relationships or about my finances or what does the new year have in store for me? And I will answer that live right here on air next Friday. So I hope you can join me, tune in. If not, my shows are archived as well as being archived on my website, groovygreengoddess.com. So are you ready for the joke of the week? So I figured that we would do a turkey joke. Don't you think that's a good idea? We're going to do a turkey joke this week. So here we go. Why can't you take a turkey to church with you? Why can't you take a turkey to church with you? So I'm going to have you think a little bit about that. See if you can't come up with the answer to that joke. Remember, it's a little corny. So I'll give you that answer here in a few minutes. So in the meantime, let's go over here and talk about health matters. You know, health does matter. It matters all the time, every single day. It's important that we pay attention to our health. And it's important that we be conscious of how we are treating our bodies. Health matters, especially during the holidays, because of so many factors. You know, the stress level is higher. The other night, I went into Fred Meyer's just to pick up a couple things, and I certainly noticed a frenzy happening already. I think frenzy is going to be my word for the season because I'm already seeing it. And I found myself getting frustrated and impatient because of everyone else around me. You know, I got honked at in the parking lot. And I wasn't even doing anything. I was waiting for someone to pull out, but someone behind me was too much in a hurry and honked at me. And, you know, I really didn't have any place to go because this person was pulling out in front of me. And I wasn't even going to take the parking spot. But it started a thought as I walked into Fred Meyer's. And I didn't even realize until after I was walking out that I had started this thought pattern of, you know, how dare he? How dare that driver? You know, I mean, we're all here, and it was very crowded in Fred Meyer's. I don't know what was going on. It seemed to me a little too early to buy the Thanksgiving meals and stuff like that, but people just seemed to be a little grouchier than usual. And when I smiled at a couple people, they didn't smile back. They just, one person looked away. The other one just kind of growled almost. I mean, I could just get that sense. And I'm just like, by the time I left, I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to get in the comfort of my car and get home in the woods in the comfort of my own space. And it's a reminder for all of us to be kind when we're out there. And if we run into these people that are in a hurry, frustrated, and just not necessarily enjoying the time that they're having, let's send positive thoughts to them. Just positive white light. Whatever it is, send. No, don't send negative thoughts, but send positive thoughts. You know, you don't have to get into the energy that they're already sitting in. And that's kind of what I did when this person honked at me, was get into this energy of, well, how dare he honk at me, and rawr kind of thing. So it's really a reminder for us to pay better attention to how we are acting, how we are being in and around our surroundings. And when we are out and about in the public. So the day after Thanksgiving, next week, when you will be listening to me again, we will be experiencing maybe some of that if you go out and about, if you're a shopper the last or the day after Thanksgiving. I've never been a shopper. I remember when I was a teenager, my friends and I would go to the mall to hang out, but I was never a shopper. I wanted to get in and get out, whereas a lot of my friends like to, or they like to window shop and take their time. And so I won't be one of those out there after Thanksgiving and shopping and getting into the crowds. I'll still be at home in my little space and my protection area. But be on your best behavior, I guess, is what I am encouraging you to do. I know it's hard to do sometimes, but it's important, especially if we're going to help the bigger consciousness become more and more uplifted. There's a lot of negativity out there right now. So it's up to you who are listening to do your little bit of kindness every day and help with that, because it does make a difference. Whether you realize it or not, it does help the energy of the planet. It does help the energy of everyone around you. And it helps you. It helps you feel better as well. So it is about taking extreme self-care of you during the holidays. And it's starting. It is. So I figured that we would go over a few different pointers that will be really important, or a good reminder for you anyway, during the Thanksgiving week. when I teach my Health Matters program is one that is a little hard for some people to embrace. And I think it's because of how we've been socialized or our habits and stuff. It's an all or nothing society here. But it's very important when we are celebrating the holidays, Turkey Day, gobble gobble, with our friends and family, or our friends that are maybe our family, whoever it is you're celebrating with, give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to be, to indulge. Indulge in your favorite holiday treats. You know, when the parties are happening and the get-togethers are taking place, indulge. Allow yourself. Allow yourself that piece of dessert that you love a lot and that you only have this time of year. And by indulging at the party or at the dinner with all your grandma's home cooking or your mom's home cooking or your dad's home cooking, whoever is cooking. You know, I know for myself, I have very fond memories of some of the favorites that come along only at Thanksgiving. One is my mom's sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes, and I don't make them the way that she does. If I eat sweet potatoes any other time of year, I do not put marshmallows on. I will have a baked sweet potato and enjoy it immensely. But Thanksgiving, yes, I allow myself to have the marshmallows and indulge. And one thing that I have learned in that indulgence is not to beat myself up over the indulgence that I choose to have. So enjoy yourself during that day of eating and feasting and making sure that the other meals during the holiday season are very healthy meals. Start eating more vegetables for breakfast. Now, for some of you, that may sound very weird because you're used to having pancakes and eggs or bacon, or you skip breakfast altogether. But I would invite you to take some time out and saute a lot of spinach and kale, mushrooms, whatever vegetables you like, and have them with an egg. Mix an egg with it and eat your greens for breakfast. That way, you're making sure that you're getting your veggies in throughout the day or throughout the holiday season, and you're getting them in at breakfast time. It goes a long ways. Your health goes a long ways when you are getting your greens in. Your body doesn't care when you get your greens in. But what has been found in studies is during the holidays, a person who usually gets their greens in, their veggies and fruit in, they kind of stop doing it because there's too many sweets and all this other stuff that's available. And by getting your greens in early in the day, you don't have to worry about it. And it will curb your appetite for those sweets and stuff later on. So you can still have them, but it's a matter of not eating the whole pie. Well, I don't think Uncle Sam or Uncle Fred would like you to eat the whole pie anyway. You probably wouldn't be allowed to. Other family members would protest on that. But just consider putting greens in to your smoothie. If you have a smoothie, or make a point in drinking a smoothie for breakfast, so you make sure you get your greens in, or have a smoothie filled with greens before you eat the dinner a couple hours before. Then that way you're not as apt to pig out. Okay, so that's one thing that you can do in order to help yourself get through the holidays, get through Turkey Day without going hog wild. But be choosy also with the junk food that you decide to eat. Only eat your favorites. So many times we are visiting with family, friends, people we haven't seen since last year at this time, and we have a tendency to go back into old habits. We have a tendency to feel the stress of coming together with our relatives that maybe we don't see eye to eye with, but it brings up stress, it brings up family dynamics, and all of a sudden, before you realize it, you're sucked right in, and instead of only choosing your favorites to eat, we find ourselves eating stuff that isn't our favorite, that we don't usually eat, and we're eating it because we're stressed out. So make a point to only eat what you really, really like. And when you do that, the first couple bites of whatever it is you choose, take your time and savor that bite. So the first few bites, enjoy it, relish it, go slow. Chances are that you will end up eating less by being more aware of the first few bites, and then you don't end up eating everything. And remember, you're not a child anymore. You don't have to clean your plate. You can leave food on your plate, and no one's going to yell at you. Well, maybe great-grandma will, but you know, you're an adult now. You don't have to eat everything off your plate. So during the holidays, or a lot of people have 4 days off during the Thanksgiving holiday, and it's important to slow down. If you are one of those that likes to go out shopping and it's a family thing you do, or an every year occurrence, make sure that you get plenty of rest before you go and after you go, so you don't wear yourself out, so you don't find that you're busier during the holidays, the time off, and that you're thinking, oh my gosh, I need to go back to work, so I'm not as busy. Allow yourself to take a nap. You know, many times when we have extra time off, we are busier. We are rushing and rushing, and we are busier than we were. So slow down, allow yourself to be present, and allow yourself to take a NAP, nap. A biggie is to say goodbye to your guilt. Don't feel bad about what you eat or what you choose to do. You ate it. Now let it go. So if you ended up savoring those sweet potatoes or that pecan pie with the first two bites, and you ate it slow, and then you got to talking with someone, maybe it's a heated discussion or something with Uncle Fred, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I ate that whole piece of pecan pie. And the only reason you had a whole piece of pecan pie was because Aunt Sally gave you the piece of pecan pie instead of you dishing it up yourself. So that's also another way to make sure that you are getting the amount that you are comfortable with eating, is not letting others dish your plate up. Chances are your plate's going to be loaded to the brim. So make sure that you are loading up your plate in a way that you want to. Load it up with lots of salad and turkey and the vegetables that don't have a lot of stuff in them. And making sure that you're eating the way that you would like to eat instead of the way someone's putting the food on your plate or the dessert. I know that at my house, many times someone is dishing up the dessert and passing it around. And, you know, I know that this might sound sacrilege to some of you out there. I don't do pie. I'm a cake person. And so I will get through the Thanksgiving, the turkey day, without having pie because I like cake. Although a couple days after, Thanksgiving is one of my son's birthdays and we will have cake. We may have cake actually on Thanksgiving now that I think about it. So, you know, it will be about dishing up our own dessert. So we're not dishing up as much as someone else would dish up the dessert for you. So say goodbye to guilt. If you have done, you know, you dished up a bunch of food and you ate it all, let go of the guilt. I have seen so many people beat themselves up a week after Thanksgiving or a party or an event or, you know, the holidays. Oh my gosh, I went crazy and I shouldn't have eaten that. Oh my gosh, I am so bad because I went off my way of eating and I shouldn't have eaten that. Get over it. Let it go. Sometimes guilt isn't guilt at all, but it's more of you being disappointed in yourself for not following suit in what you really had planned for yourself in the first place. So you're headed to the meal, to the dinner, and you have all these, you know, you've listened to your affirmation tapes, your weight loss tapes, and you really feel prepared. You get there, and bam, it's too much. And you end up eating more than you realized. Chances are you haven't eaten as much as you did years gone by, probably, because you are more conscious of your health. So remember that piece. Another part to remember is that it's important to accept yourself for exactly who you are, where you are right now in your way of being, body, mind, and spirit. So a lot of times, feeling guilty is more about you being disappointed and angry and mad in your own behavior because you let yourself down. Well, get over it, okay? Let it go. There's always tomorrow, okay? So love yourself enough to let it go. Love yourself enough for who you are and all the imperfections that you have and that you will continue to have forever and ever. We will always be a work in progress. Another thing to keep in mind when possibly going into stressful moments and stuff with the family dynamics and food and the frenzy and the shopping and everything that comes along with the start of the holiday season, breathe. Remember to breathe. Taking a deep breath in and breathing out. Breathe in, breathe out. And when you feel as if you are going to react to something, stop and take a deep breath in. When you feel that you're frustrated or getting stressed or you feel your stress rising because the person behind you honked your horn, take a deep breath and blow it out. Deep breaths and blow out that breath. It'll do wonders in balancing out your energies so you're not feeling the stress and your body isn't tightening up. The last thing I will cover today, and certainly through the holiday season, I will be on Health Matters segment. I will be talking more about what you can do to better take care of yourself, because health matters. I will be talking more about that. So today, the last thing I'm going to talk about is love. Love makes the world go around. Love your neighbors. Love your friends. Love your family. We don't necessarily have to like some of them, but we love them. By doing that, you're helping yourself grow. You're helping yourself evolving. You're helping yourself rise above maybe the chaos that ensues with many family dynamics around the holidays. It just intensifies. And so going into it, knowing how it's going to be with an open mind, an open heart, and lots of deep breaths. Certainly don't hyperventilate yourself, but the holidays can and will be pleasant for you by taking into consideration some of these things we talked about today. So I would encourage you to really take extreme self-care of you. If you're just tuning in or have tuned in a few minutes ago, my name is Lacey Dawn Jackson, Groovy Green Goddess, and I gave you the joke of the week at the beginning of this program, but I didn't tell you the answer. So, the joke of the week, why can't you take a turkey to church? Well, because they use foul language. I know. Didn't I tell you that it would be corny? I did. All right, so I'm going to do a quick reading. I'm going to choose two cards. The first card out of my deck is the... Okay. I had another card jump onto the floor. I'll get that one in a minute. So the first card is passion. As you go into the holiday season, remember what you're passionate about. Remember what makes you happy. Maybe they're memories. Maybe they're memories of someone that you truly love, and maybe they're not with us anymore. But taking a moment to remember them and remember the good moments, the good times. Most of all, remembering the passion that you felt within, the passion you feel within when you are feeling the love for others. Passion. What is your passion? So the next card is stand still. Be in the present moment. So this is a good reminder for those of us who maybe are at a dinner or a family occasion or an event, and we're future tripping. When is this going to be over? I'm ready to go home. Put yourself right back in the present moment. Take some deep breaths and enjoy. Enjoy the present moment. All right, I'm going to reach down. And okay. Okay, the third and last card for this week is health. So it is. I love when that happens. The health card jumped out of the deck. This is the Health Matters segment of Groovy Green Goddess, because it is the third Friday of the month. So remember, health does matter, and taking extreme self-care of you can only pay off. Be gentle with yourself. Rome wasn't built in a day. Take your time and do all those things for yourself. Enjoy the coming week. It does get quite busy on the roads. Drive safe. And put that smile on your face. Take some deep breaths. I will be here next Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Groovy Green Goddess. Remember, if you want me to give a reading to you right here on air, email me with your question, lacey@laceydonjackson.com, and I will answer it on air next week. All right. Gobble, gobble, and out.
Find out more about Lacey and her brutally honest and refreshingly candid autobiography, a page-turning narrative that reads like a novel, dramatic and enduring, heartbreaking circumstances transformed by a hopeful heart. You can purchase Lacey's book, Journey of the Groovy Goddess, Finding My Authentic Self, on Amazon.com.